All right. Now let's go talk about love.
Sex.
Let's.
Are we doing that tonight?
Okay. So yesterday we talked about suicide. And I was giving you tips. I was telling you what to do if you ever get to feel that way. So I promised that I was going to continue with that today. So Benga and I will be telling you what to do if you have suicidal thoughts. And I think we're going to do that for about 10 to 15 minutes. And then we get into the day's topic. By the way, tonight we'll be talking about DNA test. So by... What? I don't like missing gist. I don't like holding information. Yes, it's not that I don't know how to keep my mouth short. I'm so good at keeping secrets, yeah? Just like when Benga told me that there was one girl that he did not like that. But he was just there. I mean, I kept the secret for him, right? I did. I did not tell anybody at all. So, yeah, I'm that good. Why are you laughing, Benga? I didn't tell anyone.
Not saying.
Trust me, I told no one.
Yeah, I know.
Right, okay.
I know.
So... I was actually very troublesome growing up. We'll be talking about DNA tonight. So a woman has filed for a divorce from her husband after a DNA test proved that he was the father of their children. A social media user who narrated the story said the husband of her sister requested for a DNA test of their children when they had an argument. You know how when you're fighting with your partner, you get to say some things that you ought not to say, you get to act a certain way, you start suspecting everything. Like, hey, this woman, you're so rude. You talk to me like I'm your mate. Are you even sure this kid are mine? They don't even behave like me. Like, no. I need to carry out that test. They don't even look like me. Look at this one. Carrying Benga's head. And you walk with Benga at night. No. You have to conduct a test. I have to be sure that these kids are mine. You're too close to Benga and Pondit. I don't know. Look at that one. He walks like Pondit. This one sounds like Benga. This one. No. I have to. Yeah, some people are like that. So it happened here. DNA test result proved that her sister's husband is the actual father of the children. What next? I mean, who wouldn't be angry? Imagine me being faithful to you, let's say for 13 years of being with you, and I've been faithful 100, or let's say 99, nothing is 100. I've been faithful 99.9%. And you're telling me that the kids are not yours, you suspect that they're for someone else? And okay, let's go do the test. Bam, we do it. They are yours. As the lady, think about this, what would you do? So this lady here, pissed by her husband's request for a DNA test, the woman has filed for a divorce, and an attempt by the husband to plead with her to stay has proved abortive. Like, nah, I can't put up with you. You don't trust me. Over a little argument, DNA test. So what happens when we have like a major fight? What? No, I don't feel safe anymore. Let's go our separate ways. So that's what we're talking about tonight. And we're asking what she did, yeah? Asking for a divorce, because for the husband to come up with something like that, it's a lot, trust me. So she arrived for filing for a divorce. And if you were the lady, what would you do at this point? How would you react if your partner asked for a DNA test? Would you say yes or no? Think about this. We'll be giving you time to do that. But right now, we have to go on this quick music break. When we get back, we'll
trust
be having this conversation.
If you're not following her, don't WhatsApp. You're missing.
I am sane. I am okay. But if you just want to laugh, I think you should just check me out on TikTok. But trust me, I'm okay. It's just TikTok. Okay, we'll be leaving you with this song. It is a song by Bob Marley. Quite strange. I hardly play reggae songs. But let's enjoy this because of the previous topic. Yeah, we're talking about unity. We're talking about our culture. We're talking about Nigeria. We're talking about Africa. Enjoy this. We'll be right back. Feel free to drop your messages and have your phone handy, because when we get back, we'll be having this conversation. Think about it. That person that you love so much is putting you on a test. Loyalty test. A lot, right? We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. This is The Charge Station. And right now, it is a soul therapy segment on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I go by the name of Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Any other girlfriend you have is fake. Yes, I am the original, the low, the number one. Yeah, Bengo is jealous, but it's okay. Me. How are you doing, Bengo? Good morning.
It was before, but not now.
Of course, they came my place.
Plenty. I think there are like six of them.
You have six girlfriends now?
Yes, six.
How are you coping?
Yeah, they all have their days.
Oh, wow.
I'm not married, but I'm fully ghost.
Oh, wow.
But just joking, Dan. Just joking.
Are you for real or you being serious?
No, just joking.
You're joking for real.
Yeah, I'm very faithful.
To how many? I mean, I've heard crazy things like, Ada, I am married, but if you give me a chance, I'm going to be faithful to you. I'm like, hey, Kenny, you say what? You know that trending audio on Instagram? You say what? Oh, that guy talking while eating it. It sounded very funny. So, yeah, like, what? So, I've heard things like that. And I've also heard, I have a girlfriend, but it's going to be just you. Like, you're going to be the only main chick that I'll have. I'm like, oh, wow.
There are so many things men we're guilty of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are so many. Just the tip, we're so guilty of that.
I've heard that one once.
You heard that one once?
Once, yeah. This guy literally knelt down. Not a guy, a man. he holds a very high political position in Delta. I don't want to call
really?
His name. Yeah, he's a big
and
short.
He's begging, like, just
the tip. On his knees. Just the tip. Just the tip. I will not move. I was like, why don't go home and do that to your wife?
Oh,
like, see, yes, I know I'm married, but we're not cool. We're not close.
I think I've used.
We
this.
Don't vibe. Like, you're not cool with your wife. You don't vibe.
The one I know, I haven't used that before.
Mm-hmm.
Because
tell me.
I won't lie to you.
So what do you
but
say?
The one I know I've done.
Move pants.
I've used is my belly. Pain.
Oh, like, because of excess.
Yeah, you know, and it's been a while. Like, please help me. Like, if you don't want me to die before the next day, you know, please. And she was like, oh, Bing, are you sure? Yes, you know. And I give that teary looks, you know, this.
You act.
That
wow.
That meow meow look. And she feels. Okay, let me. I want to help. I want to help a brother. That one is one I know. Yes, I've used before, but now they've cast us. Now they've started saying it as
it's a lie.
So they've scattered that scam. So you can't. For those who are actually planning to do, they don't bust us. We can't use it again. All right. But that one, I know I'm guilty of that one, and I think I've done it twice. Yeah, just twice. And some people do it a lot. No, I think men should really quit lying, though. No kidding, they should quit lying.
No, I think you should talk to yourself. Stop lying, Benga, or a
shit. I said I was then, when I was in the world. You know, that's when I do things like that, but not anymore. I'm a good boy now. A good boy now. What can I say? I'm a good boy now.
You are a good boy. Wait, I overheard you. Okay. Ada, shut up.
I will wait for you for gifts. I will so wait for you for gifts.
Ada, shut up. Okay.
I will use a clean window.
Please. I don't want to talk anymore. I don't gossip. I mean, I don't. I keep people secret. I do. Just like I told you yesterday, Benga did not bust. I did not tell anybody. I did not say that. I mean, he told me in confidence. And I was like, okay, no problems. Don't worry. I'll keep it to myself. I've not mentioned it to anyone.
I lied when I said, oh, the Eddie Kaiko was good. But I just have to hype you and, you know, anything just to make you feel good so that you'll be able to sleep at night. The Eddie Kaiko was amazing. Wonderful. The periwinkle sound made me excited.
Mega, see, you're trying to get at me, but it's not working.
I didn't see anything. I said
I did a good job.
I did a good job. You know, because anything just to make you sleep well at night. Yeah.
I don't sleep at night.
Anyway, I'm sure they didn't hear that.
Let's get to the topic. Tonight we're talking about trust. We're talking about DNA. And we just want to clear this. So a woman has filed for a divorce from her husband after a DNA test proved that he's a father of their children. A social media user who narrated the story said the husband of her sister requested for a DNA test of the children when they had an argument. DNA test results proved that her sister's husband is the father of the children. Pleased by the husband's request for a DNA test, the woman has filed for a divorce, and an attempt by the husband to plead with her to stay has proved abortive. According to the social media user, my sister had an argument with her husband and the man said he needed a DNA test done on their kids. My sister gave in. Result proves that the man is the father of the kids. My sister is asking for a divorce. I don't know if she's doing the right thing. Husband has been begging since. My sister said, nah, her mind is made up. Chat station, over to you. Is she right or wrong for filing for a divorce? If you were this lady, what would you do? And how would you react if your partner asked for a DNA test over a little argument, a little misunderstanding? Are you going to feel like there's no longer trust in the relationship? Are you going to feel like, oh, so you've been waiting for the perfect time to throw this out? Have you actually been suspecting me? Like, how? DNA test, kwa.
DNA. Well, I don't know. If... for me to say I'm settling down with someone, I must be able to trust that person 100%.
But you know, it's not all the time.
I know people change. People can change along the line, okay? But even if I'm going to do a DNA, I won't let my partner know. Yes, because I wouldn't even let my partner know. It's just going to be secret, coded to the last coded, you know, like a sting operation. I'm gonna still make it coded, but you telling her, I would do a DNA. No, that's a lame move, and you want to sleep well at night. You don't even care for your life, you know. But personally, I feel he messed up by letting the wife know that he wants to do a DNA test, because the trust thing, trust is very, very key, because how would she, I can imagine what she's feeling if at the end of the day, yeah, he said at the end of the day, the DNA thing came out negative to show that he is the legit, the real father to the kids. That alone is it's a deal breaker, because I'll feel so sad if someone doesn't trust me. I will feel beyond sad. Let's say, for example, you say that I heard you've been sleeping with somebody. You've been, and I'm not even doing anything. And yeah, you see, you've been doing it. My friend said, okay, where were you? And I bring out proof about where I was.
Where were you?
To show you that, hey, nothing. I'll find it very hard to forgive that person. I'll find it very, very hard. Like, why are you telling me I'm sorry? Why? Like, why? So it's a very, very difficult. So the best thing is, don't tell your woman. Not everything. Don't be too transparent, you know. Don't be too transparent.
Are you for real in a relationship?
When it comes to that.
No, come on. The question should be, why even the thoughts?
That's why I said, if you don't trust, that's why I said, for you to get married to her, you must have trusted her. Like, the trust needs to be there. But if you now get to a point where you feel, oh, I don't trust this person anymore.
Yeah.
I've seen the way she's been doing of late. You know, she's been doing some sneaky. And based on, say, you said, now, street boy, you don't see, these things are not just pure in the way she does things. Mm-hmm. Then, okay, by all means, do it codedly. Because how would you even tell your woman, say, you're doing a DNA test? It says, even though she's guilty, she can't do anything just to hurt you. So that moment, just keep it secret and wait till the test comes out. And when it comes out, okay. But when it comes out, and if it's a no, that's when you now confront her, like, hey, auntie, start talking. But... without the DNA test, you've already told her, I'm going to do this. Definitely she will blackmail you now. That's a very dumb move, stupid move, sir. So that's what I think.
Okay, let's take calls at this point. About the suicide, I think we'll do it again next week. Because looking at the time, if we do that, we're not going to be able to talk about this. And remember, by 1 o'clock, it's the hookup edition of the show for single people like us. Hello, good morning. Oh, dear. So sorry about that. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Benga. God bless.
Yeah, good morning.
And happy new month.
Thank you. Oh, that's wow. That's true.
This is my dear.
Yep. Is it your birthday?
Yeah.
1st of June?
Yes.
Amazing. Happy birthday, Moyo. Moyo, where's the party at?
Is any party?
Why now?
Nothing. I always say my birthday every year. Today, I just be a lucky Joe. Just stay. Where is it anyway? That's all.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere at all. You're just going to be home. Anyway, it happened.
Absolutely.
But happy birthday, Moyo.
Yeah.
You mind telling us how old you are now? Nigerian women, they never say.
I'm plus one today.
Ah, plus one is the code. That's it, though.
Yeah.
Even when we are 50, we are plus one. It's okay.
Abby.
All right, Moyo.
To the topic.
Yes, please.
For me, that didn't need to say. I don't know. I'll advise the leader that you should not be angry with that. And there will not be trust again. Because that is why you're not telling your partner. Maybe they don't have small problems. You're not going to have DNA test as you want to go and do DNA test. So there's more to it. Maybe the guy is seeing some strange things at home.
Really?
So for me, if the girl, she trusts herself, why not? That she not be angry with her. Or for divorce, no. That's not the best solution. Let him go and do the DNA test.
Okay. So you're with your partner and you people are like, okay, let's say you're having an argument and the first thing Baba is saying is DNA test. Moya, are you trying to say you're not going to feel a certain way? Like, oh, don't trust me at all.
I'll feel bad.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
I'll not be trusted again. That means the guy no trust in it. That's why it doesn't mean of that. For him, staying out now. So there's no treat.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Mom.
Yes, Mr. Frank Odogu.
Original. I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, Baba. Chifu.
Yeah, well done.
Welcome.
Good lady. Happy birthday.
What? It's not my birthday, it's Moyo's. Oh, okay.
I'm even now, for our first lady now.
That's
actually
true.
Our first lady.
That's
even though I don't used to hear what she's saying. But I had a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Long life.
Amen.
Peace of mind.
Amen.
More money, more pounds and dollars in your bank account.
Amen. I love prayers like that.
Good husband, good children.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hello, Mom.
Yes, my darling.
This topic now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand the way you say they have an argument.
Yeah.
The argument, is it because the soup was not sweet or you did not wash clothes?
Normal misunderstanding. An argument that had nothing to do with the kids.
That has nothing
to do with the kids, that had nothing to do with infidelity.
And the man said he wants to go and be DNA.
Yeah.
Friend was constant. This man has been thinking about it. And now he has
Absolutely.
Cleared his mind. And the woman should be happy.
How?
Yes.
Just how?
After all, have you seen it? You are suspecting me. But now you can see that I'm faithful.
Hmm.
That is not the reason why
so the fact that this man has been suspecting her it's not a reason enough for her to, like, you know, call it quit. No, so you've been putting up with me all this while, and you've not been trusting me. Come on now, that's a lot.
The man has seen the truth by himself, by spending his money. What if it is in the other way around?
By making this woman feel like, oh, so I've been with a man that doesn't trust me.
Somebody,
so there was nothing like DNA. Let's just say there was nothing like you. There was nothing
somebody
like that.
You and you go for a test, and the test.
Why would you even think of it?
The woman was innocent.
Why would you even think of it in the first place? Why?
Why won't he think of it?
Oh wow!
If he's not thinking of it, he will not bring it on board. Now his mind has been cleared. That the wife he married is his own wife, and the children he's taking care of is his children. What if this man keep quiet and the thing keep disturbing him? Don't you think that the thing can linger to another thing?
So my question is, you're with me, and you don't trust me. You look at our kids, and you're like suspecting that there are others. How?
This woman, did she want a divorce?
Yes.
She wants a divorce?
Mm-hmm.
When did your show is closed? You did your show, now when is it closed?
By two.
By two?
Mm-hmm.
By two, now what else are you doing there?
What else am I doing where?
After 2:00, now you close.
I'll visit Benga and we'll gist.
You gist? After this
thing? I'll go home. Mm.
Because your time has expired today.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that wants to divorce you and you are still there. Glamour that you want to divorce. You should have taken the move, sis.
Oh, really?
To go and divorce. This is not something of divorcing. Can happen to a man, can happen to a woman. But the pure thing there now is that the test was positive. Everybody is fine. Woman should calm down. Does it mean that he has not accused the man for once of cheating on her? If it is a man, he forgive. If it is the woman has to forgive. If she doesn't want to forgive, he owns herself. She has to do whatever she wants to do. I will not speak for, some people say, for better, for worse. No. I don't want to hear that language again because of something that happened on Monday morning. Yeah. I'll be careful about what I'm saying because of how it is. Somebody went for a party on Sunday night. They came back on Sunday night. He died on Sunday night. She was very cute this afternoon.
Wow.
No argument. Fight. Giddy, giddy, giddy. Wow. She died. She has been buried in a former. If the woman wants to stay, let her stay. If she don't want to stay, let her leave. Nobody should say you are settling any marriage again.
Are you serious? Okay.
I don't want to say about it because of security purposes.
Definitely.
Because even the bury herself is not up to 2 feet. Because of water. The thing is complicated.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for calling and bye. Hello? Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine. Yes, Prosper.
Okay. Prosper, you're welcome.
Okay. Mr. Frank is correct. Yes, it's correct. The woman wants to go, she should go, she wants to stay, she can stay.
Are you saying this because are you saying this because you're a man? You're actually supporting this man? Do you know what it feels like for your partner to look at you and say, I don't believe you. I don't trust you. I don't feel these kids are mine. What?
Yeah. They run the DNA test. They should run the DNA test.
They've done that.
Okay. I don't know if she's arguing or the man.
She's not arguing. She's heartbroken.
She's heartbroken. She wants to go, she can go. She wants to go,
wow.
She can stay.
Whoa.
That's on you. It's on the one.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned her, so she says she has a broker. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I will just give her transport money. Just go. Don't start sorting yourself if I come back.
That's serious. Okay. I am shocked. Hello?
Blessing.
Hi, Blessing.
What's up?
I am good.
Very well. That is good.
Okay.
And I is your husband.
My husband, okay. Oh, Mr. Frank is good. I thought you were referring to Benga. Mr. Frank is awesome. Yeah. Everything is good, Blessing.
I don't even know the topic. I just let me call. Let me call and say, what's up, my sweetheart?
Oh, you're a darling.
Let me listen. I'll call back.
All right, Blessing.
Oh, yeah, now.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Hello, Ada. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
How are you doing, my brother?
Very well, thank you.
I tried to call in when you guys were discussing the culture thing.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's gone. My name is Ikenna.
All right, then.
Okay.
Yes, I'm talking about the topic of discussion.
Yes.
Like Gwinga said earlier, you know, getting into a relationship with anybody is largely, you know, a matter of trust. It's based on trust. And I would say when that trust is betrayed,
sure,
it takes a whole lot to get it up there, what it used to be. I mean, I wouldn't know what the argument must have been based on. I don't know what the woman said to the man for the man to actually go the you know, the way of talking about DNA test or what have you. But I mean, even if it were to be something said in the heat of the moment.
Okay.
I mean, DNA test is not something you call now. So I want to do a DNA test, and, you know, you just move into the lab immediately and start conducting DNA tests. So, I mean, there must have been, this must have passed. And if the man didn't deem it fit to call the woman and say, oh, sorry for my outburst yesterday, I mean, yeah, I didn't mean it. It's just, you know, me losing myself, losing my mind. And as a result of that, I made the statement I made. Please, I'm indeed very sorry. I'm sure it would have been a different situation. But for the guy to have allowed the DNA test to go on and the results came out only to, you know, the results to come out as negative, I mean, it speaks volume afterwards. I mean, having the man begging, and I mean, if the DNA test had come out positive, what would have been his reaction? Would he tell the wife to go packing? You know, would he send the wife out of the marriage? Now the tables have turned, you know. The DNA test have come out, it has come out negative, and the man is now begging the woman not to take her. I mean, I can only appeal to her that if not for anything, for God who loves us so much in spite of our sinful nature, she should just please just have a second look at the thought of going in for a divorce and try to see how she can resolve issues with this man. But I know that the man has a whole lot of work to do. He has a whole lot of work to do to, you know, to end that trust, to build that trust again. And I wouldn't know if this statement was even made in the front of the, in the presence of the children.
No.
If it was, I mean, that's going to cause a big scar. I mean, if my father is questioning my, you know, my paternity, I mean, that's a serious issue. So I would like us to look at it. This is something that happens in everyday marriages, and it's something we need to pay very. It's something we need to think about deeply before we begin to make our contributions on the show. So that's my take on it.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Anna.
Yes.
Yeah, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Welcome.
Yeah. On the issue, if I'm the lady, this it will be a very joyful thing to me.
Why?
I will just put even music in front of my husband when we are in a good mood and be dancing. It's not easy now. They give you such a test, you pass. Is it the thing that we call for divorce?
Can you
be joyful about it?
They give you such a test, you pass. Like in a relationship, you're testing me for our kids.
You see, this call not for a divorce. It's to me, I'm telling you, if I'm the lady, this is what I will do. Go call, trying to think about you are accusing me this and that. I will not do it. Then I come to think about my children. I'm still with them. Okay, now that she's thinking about divorce, what is she thinking about the children? Is that the reason why now she's abandoned the children? Because she was accused. After you have been accused, they tested and been proved negative that you should be. This is even the time their marriage should be strong.
Okay.
Stronger. Uh-huh. And the husband is begging you to show that he knew that he has made a mistake. Let this thing be a lesson to ladies, to any other person it could happen to. Uh-huh. It's not everything we talk about divorce. This one, to me, did not call for divorce.
Okay.
It doesn't call for divorce at all. It's something that you will be very happy about. It's just like somebody accused somebody that you are a thief, this and that.
She should be happy about this.
I'm not the one who's so can okay, make we go to so place where one seer go talk. The person with that. You reach there, it happened that it's not you. You go and buy a drink and take now. And that will be a shame to those other people who thought that you were the person. It's not a divorcing thing to me. Thank you.
Okay. She should be happy about it. I can't even lie. I am shocked. Like, really. Oh, well. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Messi. Call it from...
Messi, please, can you speak up? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
I said my name is Messi.
Okay, go ahead, please. Talk to us.
Yeah, if I were to be a human, I should be very, very happy. Because I think my husband has to need to go for a DNA test. He believes maybe he's the owner of my children. I should be happy because he find out that I'm the one that gives it to the children, and he is the father of those children. And I guess it's the time for the husband to put more trust and the love to be more stronger. I don't see the reason why the lady wants to divorce the husband because of what he said.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the woman should exercise patience and let the love that she has for the husband be more stronger than before.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Hello. Please
hello?
Turn off your radio. Yes, hello, good morning.
Hello, yeah, sorry, it's me again, Ikenna.
Welcome back, Ikenna.
Yeah. So I think I'm trying to understand I don't want people to feel I'm trying to counter their views or opinions on this issue. I believe this issue you are talking about is a life issue. I don't want to believe it's not a friction. Am I right?
Okay. No.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Is it a real story or a friction?
It's a story online.
Okay. So really, I think we all have to be fair in our judgment and the way we look at things. I mean, it will be strange for me. I'm not married yet. Maybe because I'm not married, I'm not seeing things the way some others are seeing things. I'm not married yet. But I don't think I want to settle down with a woman for some reasons. I would have to, you know, question my trust for her. Okay? So if tomorrow I'm married, I mean, I'm just trying to wrap my head around where all this whole issue of DNA, where it even comes in. Where, I mean, what would have prompted that whole talk?
Exactly.
And even in the event where the woman is exonerated, I mean, the guy should be deeply sorry. He should be deeply sorry. People shouldn't make it sound as if the man did her a favor.
Thank you.
Now the DNA result is coming out negative. He didn't do her any favor. He should be deeply sorry, because if the tables were to turn, if it turned out that the man, I mean, the DNA, if the DNA results came out as positive, I mean, I'm sure the man would have invited everybody who cares to listen.
Everybody.
And tell them that his wife.
I'm glad that someone is seeing things from my lenses.
But today, now the wife has proven her faithfulness. I mean, we can even begin to question how faithful is the man himself. I'm sure he's been a very faithful man. I mean, you can't mean, Jesus says, he without sin, please cast the first stone. Okay? So if he's saying he's so pure, I mean, it'd be nice to put his purity to test. So I beg, we shouldn't make it, and the woman should be very sorry. If the woman is going to forgive him, she should forgive him just based on Christ's love. Nothing more, nothing else. We should treat this matter as a serious issue. Thank you, so that we don't mislead other people. This thing.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Thank you. Hello?
Hello, woman.
Welcome back, Mr. Frank.
I want to add something. Now,
Okay.
It's nobody's using bad language here. This man was not comfortable. And now, he has gone to find out. He is happy. The woman now is annoyed because the man may be thinking that the man did not trust her. Now she has proved herself that she is faithful. What is all about the girl's day?
Oh yeah, she has proven herself that she's faithful.
Let me ask you.
Like proven herself that she's faithful. Why were you suspecting me in the first place?
Comes out negative. That the children belongs to them. But you ask, you know, all these online things. Let them play what that woman said. Something
I'm shocked, man.
She's
proven herself.
Something triggered to this thing.
That she's faithful.
If you don't have something,
are we really
you cannot
here?
Hide something. Eh? Don't put your hand at the back. Be open. Did you know that sometimes they will accuse somebody that somebody stole something. They say they will go for find out. If you have something, you say, okay, let's go anywhere you want to go. Let us go. Are you getting it?
I'm with you.
This man has gone there and come back. The thing was okay. Now he's deeply sorry that, okay, for what he did. Because the woman is not feeling fine. It's not that he's not feeling sorry for what he did. It's just because the woman is not feeling fine. She has to tell the woman, sorry for what I did. But now I have to see the love. Let me ask you before I go. I want to marry you at that moment. Then I ask you, can I see your HIV results? Or I tell you that we have to go to the hospital. I want to test your HIV. But you say you want to test my own HIV before we get married. Will I say because you asked me of my HIV? That's different.
They have children together. It's not the same. You're getting to know me. You want that result because we want to get married. We are married already. We have kids, and you're waking up one morning over an argument. You want to conduct DNA test. Are you okay?
You'll be thinking this person will be thinking that maybe you are seeing me as a flirt.
Oh yeah.
The woman, if a man has a woman of HIV results, the woman, why don't the woman think that maybe the man is thinking that she's a flirt? That she's flirting up and down. That this man did not trust me. But the man wants to do his necessary things that will give him confidence that yes, this person is free. I'm okay. I can go and get married to this woman without any fear. And if I'm doing anything, I'll be doing it without any fear. It's not different.
I am shocked, honestly. But it's all good. Thank you very much for calling. It's a minute gone past one. And we really do have to get into the hookup edition of the show. And if you're single, you want to have a partner on the show tonight, it's quite possible. All you have to do is send your detail, tell us about you, where you live, where you're from, where you stay, and of course what you do for a living, then your age, your blood group, your genotype, your religion, That's about your personality. Are you fun to be with? Are you an introvert? Or you are the jai jai kind of person? Are you an extrovert? Or you're just there. Let us know what you do for fun. You know, just little detail about you. Then tell us about the kind of person you want to meet on the show. I always say this, be honest. Keep it 100. If you need a fling, state it. You need a serious relationship. You need someone to marry. You need just a friend. You need a sugar mommy or a sugar daddy. Whatever it is that you want on the show, just do well to state it. Tell us the way it is. And then drop your contact detail. Drop your phone number. We'll try our best to hook you up with that special one. All right? It's that simple. Start sending in your details. So when we get back, we take all of them. So let's just end up with this call. I wanted that call to be the last, but looking at the time, it's 1:02. So yes, let's just end it at that. Honestly, I wouldn't advise the lady to file for a divorce. But trust me, I understand what she's going through. Like when I read the story, I was livid. I mean, how? Why? It wasn't even related. Why are you dragging the kids to our marital drama? So you've not been trusting me all along. So I totally get, but I think the best thing to do is have that word with him. Like, express yourself politely. And then let him know how you truly do feel. If you can, forgive him and build a trust. That's if he's even seen reasons of, you know, apologizing. If he's even sorry, if he's remorseful. Because the fact that some men are sounding like this on the radio, how much more this man? Probably feeling like, okay, yes, I was just trying to clear my doubts and all. Well, let me squeeze in this text. Good morning, Ada and Benga. I think Benga just nailed it. It should be done quietly because the consequences will be hard to heal. The lady should forgive the husband and make sure the husband pays for his negligence by buying her a car with the plate number tagged, forgive me. Quite romantic, but what if car is not her problem? I think he should be genuinely sorry. Like, that's the highest form of doubt. The kids. Okay, let's just say, I mean, people make errors, yeah? Even hospitals. Let's just imagine, went to the hospital, they did the DNA test, and one nurse or one health worker not makes a mistake. Instead of giving them their result, gives them another. Do you think a man like this would be considerate enough to try another hospital or go back to say, oh, can you do this again? Somehow I trust my wife. I think this is a fake result. The fact that he went to conduct that test, a part of him was expecting the result to be against the woman, to like prove that, oh, the kids are not yours. There is no trust there. All I see is distrust, in all honesty. So I think, my darling, I understand how you feel. Your heart is broken. So if you can forgive him and work on the trust, but I wish I could talk to both of them right now. This man has to apologize. You don't suspect someone to that level. You don't. Like, it's huge. So yeah, if you can, forgive him. Work on the trust. Give it time. And I do hope you both sort yourself out. When I saw the story, I was like, nah, I have to bring this on the chat station. Let's discuss this. It's me? Ha. I don't even know how I would react. But one thing for sure, I'm going to be pissed. I'm so going to be mad. Especially when I know that I have been loyal. I've been faithful the entire time of us being together in marriage. Come on, that's a lot. But like I said, I think she should just forgive. Slow down with the divorce. And yeah, she's hurting. Maybe give it time. If you want to go be with family so as to miss him, I think you should do that. Yeah, just a little space, I think, would work. Oh well, 6 minutes gone past one. Thank you so much once again. Now I think it's time for us to listen to some great songs and then we get back to the hookup edition of the show. But we'll be starting with a song by Simi Sola and Ade Kunle Gold. I think I have a thing for this song. Yeah, I do. Anyway, welcome back. This is the chat station right now. It is a hook competition of the show, and I'm here for all my single brothers and sisters. If you are single and you are tired, trust me, sometimes it's good, and sometimes you just get to feel it, especially when you have friends that are all in, you know, either in a relationship or they're married, and you're around them and they're on phone, or hold on, my babe is calling. Wait, let me reply my babe. My babe asked me this. Let me just get back to him. Oh, let me get back to her. Oh, I want to get this for my babe. Oh, can you accompany me somewhere? I want to do this for my babe. Sometimes it gets tiring, especially when you don't have anybody to talk to, or you don't have anybody to talk about like that. It's just like, sometimes you just go to bed and all you're waking up to is battery full. I am not laughing at you, but it happens. I've been there before. You come to see battery full, please unplug charger. Oh, you're waking up to messages from your network providers. Probably sent like 3 messages. You're like, this one. I know now. I borrowed airtime, but you all should let me be. And the other, they're telling you about one promo. The other, see, it's not that sweet. Imagine waking up to, good morning, babe. How are you? Sorry, I slept off last night. Thinking about you, you know, things like that. You just, oh wow. And you're having a bad day, you have that person to just hit on the phone to like vent on. You're having a good day, you have that one person you just want to run to and scream and be like, this happened, you know, this stuff I've been praying for, you know, this stuff I've been working on, I just got it. And you're like, oh baby, I'm so happy for you, I'm proud of you. Oh, I'm making you feel lonely, right? Okay, let me just pause. But I mean, having someone special is a beautiful feel. It's something I want all of us to experience. So if you don't have right now and you want to, why not jump on this? Who knows? I mean, it's not 100. Like, I'm not assuring you that you're going to have that person tonight. But you can never tell. That person might just be a call away. So why not grab this opportunity? How do you do that? Just tell us about you. It's that simple. Your name, where you live, where you're from, what you do, your age, your blood group, genotype, your religion, your personality, and the kind of person you want to meet on the show. Then you drop your contact detail. That's simple. Just be honest about what you want. If you need a fling, state it. The country is already hard. Relationship should be our least problems. Please, it should not even be a problem. Okay, let's do this. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And the female line is 0146-57190. Hello. How do you
my
do?
Own original.
How do you do this?
Tomato Johnson.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Frank. How do you do this? Why are you here again?
Happy New Month to you.
Thank you so
Happy
much.
Happy New Month to all our chat station.
Absolutely.
Blood.
Thank you so much, and same to you. Yes, my dear.
This month will be so beautiful.
Amen.
All our people that is working in government, all their salaries will be increased this month. People okay. that is selling, they will be selling this month.
Okay.
That is my prayer for everybody.
All right, thank you.
I want to do my shout out.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Muiwa.
Oh, your friend.
My good friend.
Yeah.
That's a long I have not heard from you. Number two.
He wrote us yesterday, though.
He
wrote yesterday, like he sent a text.
Ah.
Yeah, he did.
All right. My regards to him.
Okay.
Two, I want to send my shout out to my hot mom. I have not heard from that one for a long time.
Oh, hot mom.
Yes.
True that.
Hello, Gatoni from US. My shout out to you. And my shout out to my biggest auntie blessing. That's my one and only, big auntie. Love her so much, and love her way. Okay. My shout out to Bunga Oreshebu, the Zuma Rock. And my very big shout out to my one and only, the original number one. My Tomato Johnson.
Yeah.
My Anya Wototum. My Enemanu Kwebu.
Bring it on.
Mwanje Jemba.
Bring it on.
Hello, Tineke. The only beautiful girl in the whole world. The only other blessing, Amu.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, mommy, my, I love you.
I love you too.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
And you have made my day by playing one of my music. Take your mommy, love my mommy. Take your mommy, love my mommy.
Okay.
As you are playing that music, my body was saying, take your mommy, love my body.
Mr. Frank.
What is new,
Mr. Frank.
Huh?
Mr. Frank. Let me sound like a Nigerian now. Come on, be going.
Wait, I know I will not be going. I will just cut car. I'm in my house already.
Okay. So what song would you want me to play for Muyi?
Huh?
What song would you like me to play for Muyi?
Play. This song, you are putting me. This is a hot. Don't put me for hot seat, too. And I'm on my way, call back.
All right, then.
Because I will play one song for me, and I will play one song for my hot mom. And the first of all, let me play for my own baby, for my own Anya Wototo. You play my own fire boy.
Okay.
I'm jealous.
All right.
Because I am jealous.
You are? Why?
That is my music. I like whenever I'm hearing this music, I will remember my baby. Anywhere, any day. That's even my ringing tone.
Oh, wow.
So play it for me so that I will know that, yes, my baby is there.
Okay, Mr. Frank.
I will
Frank.
Call back for
the
other music, okay?
All right, thank you so much. But you've requested for one already now. You can't make two requests. I'm sorry, but hey, that's it. Okay, we have this text here. Mr. Franco, I agree to Happy New Month. Adobe Ahelu, Muyi, New York City. All right, Muyi. Good morning, Ada, my radio girlfriend. I am Harry. I just wanted to say Henry. Harry or Henry? Okay, Harry. All right, nice. From Oworo. I am 29 years old. I'm a Christian. Chocolate in complexion. I need a serious lady from 18 and above for a serious relationship that will lead to marriage. Tribe is not a barrier. My number is 0802. 984-8140. Please avoid flashing. Okay. Good morning, Ada. My name is Ian Acho, living in Lagos from Imo State. I am 33 years old, businessman, dark in complexion, genotype AA, blood group positive. I'm an introvert, average in height, a Christian, considerate and caring. I want to link up with a lady between the age bracket of 25 to 30, a devoted Christian, caring, working or doing business for a serious friendship. If interested, call or WhatsApp me on 0806-250-5030. 0806-250-5030. Okay. Good morning, Ada. My name is Chooks from Idimu, Lagos. I am 45 years old, a Christian from Igbo tribe. I am self-employed, loving, kind, and romantic. My genotype is AA. I need a girlfriend, a working single lady, or a single mother of between 25 to 40. She must be a Christian from any tribe. Interested lady can contact me by calling or sending me a WhatsApp message via the number 0803-315-2389. 0803-315-2389. 8 and 9. Okay. Good morning, Ma. I am Chidiberry from Ebonyi State. I am 39 years old, dark in complexion, 5.9 feet tall. My genotype is AA, blood group is O positive. I work in a logistic company as a supervisor, and I base in Agbara, Ogun State. I am very gentle, caring, romantic, fun to be with, and I'm a Christian. I'm very focused and a goal achiever. I'm a good listener, above all reserved and neat. Nice. I need a very working class young lady from a Christian home, a lady with a good heart that knows what she wants from a man. She should be a Christian, caring, humble, romantic, honest, and very good in the kitchen. A very neat lady between the ages of 23 to 35 for meaningful relationship and marriage. Text, call, or WhatsApp me on 0806-546-9305. Please don't flash me. Thanks. Okay. Hello, Ada Blessing. Happy New Month. With God's love to you. Thank you so much, and same to you. I am Mike by name, reside in a satellite town. I am 42 years old, from Delta State, Asaba. I work in an oil firm at Apapa. I am tall, good looking, and fun to be with. I need a lady from any tribe. She should be a romantic lady and someone that's honest. And her age should be 25 to 35. This is my number. 0806-012-0984. This one sent a voice note. I can't play it. I'm using the system. I am Ola. I am 32 years old, dark in complexion, 5.7 feet tall. I am sapiosexual, reside in Lagos. I need a serious lady for a serious relationship that leads to marriage. Lady should be between 24 to 30. Interested lady, call or WhatsApp me on the number 0706-519-7569. 0706-519-7569. Ah, I don't have it too. Please play Osendi. Is it Osendi or Osondi? Osondu Owendi. I don't know. My dad used to play the song, but I don't think it was Osendi. Anyway, but I know the song. Please play Sandy Owendi for me and Mr. Frank. It is a song by Osita Osadebe. Yeah, I was right. Muyi from New York. Ah, I don't have it too. Oh well, let's take calls at this point. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. Hello, sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Bertha girl.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome, Moya.
Yeah. Yeah. First and foremost, I have to appreciate God Almighty for making me see today.
Mm-hmm.
And plus one today. I want to appreciate my sister, my middle sister. She's always there for me. I love her so much.
Uh-huh.
I want to make a shout out to my friends, people that are calling me, showing me happy birthday. Even the fathers. We don't better wish happy birthday, is it? Oga Frank. And you.
Mm.
So I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are the best.
Aww. Oh, you're now. Do jollof rice now.
So you are darling soon, everybody.
Do jollof rice.
So jollof rice. All jollof rice is absolutely in the sun. And our apologies. I'm good to say.
Mm. It's all good. I should play you a song.
Yeah. Celebrate Me by Patoranti.
Ah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Do I have that song? Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, I am with you. Good morning. What's your name?
Hello, good morning.
I couldn't hear you.
Hello?
Oh, dear. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hello?
I am with you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Ola.
Ola, where are you calling from?
Hey, Ola, I want to make a request to a very close friend of mine, very beautiful lady. I love her so much.
Okay, a friend?
Yeah, she stays in Ifaya. That's
a friend?
Yeah, a friend, a very close friend, yes. I want you to play this record for her, Tell Him by Celine Dion.
What are you saying to this friend of yours? Aside the fact that
Tell Him by Celine
Dion. That's what I'm saying. What are you saying to this friend of yours? Aside the fact that she's beautiful.
That's Fola Shade. Yes, Fola Shade. The name is Fola Shade.
Eh, what are you saying to Fola Shade now? Say those beautiful words on the radio.
What I want to tell her is that I love her so much. I've said that earlier.
Eh, you love her so much. A friend.
This has served, you know.
A friend.
She's a very close friend to me.
A very close friend. Okay, I mean, I'm just goofing. But it's all good. All right, I'll play it. Thank you so much for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. Good morning, Ada. Ikenna on the line again.
Good morning, Ikenna. Welcome.
Yes. Yeah. Well, today is a very special day. It's not my birthday, actually. But let me celebrate all those who are marking their birthdays today. Today is my immediate younger brother's birthday, Chinedu.
Okay.
Yeah, Chinedu Obala. Today is his birthday. His birthday coincides with that of Moyo.
Yeah.
So I'm wishing them a very happy birthday. Wishing them many more fruitful years and good health of mind and body.
Absolutely.
And as they turn 1 year, as they take in another year of life in this world, I pray that the good Lord will increase in them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to battle through the challenges of life. And then help them to come out victorious in all their endeavors. That's my prayer for them. You know, you're really enjoying your show. I don't want any hookup today. Yes, I don't want any hookup today. But I mean, if you can play them any nice song, that'll be good. Any nice song by Two Face. Nice. Anything from Two Face would be nice.
All right then. Thank you so much. I'll play.
Thank you.
So on. All right. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Nonsu.
Okay. Welcome.
Yeah, I want to wish Moyo a happy birthday.
That's right.
I wish a long life and prosperity. I wish all our secret prayers shall be answered in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And I wish every good thing this month brings in Jesus' name also. Tell her that I actually want to take her out on Friday and Saturday.
She can hear you. Tell her. She's listening.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually want to take her out on Saturday.
No, say it on the radio. Moyo, I want to take you out.
Moyo, I want to take you out on Saturday or on Sunday, please. Eh? I like you. I'm a good listener of this show, and I know participated so much on this show also. But just give me the chance to take you out Saturday or Sunday, anywhere of your choice. But I'll prefer on Iru Beach though.
Okay.
And I actually want to hook up also then.
All right then, feel free.
My name is Nonsu. I'm in my 30s, yeah, late 30s, right? My genotype is AS, my blood group is O positive. I work as a chief security officer. Yeah, Lekki. I stay in Lekki / Ogun State, somewhere up precisely. I like looking ladies from the ages of 25 to 35. To be from any tribe. around the world cooking from any tribe. I'm an Igbo guy. Can I get my number now, please?
Go ahead.
All right, my number is 080-20-90-4156.
Call it again.
080-20-90-4156. I actually did this last week or so, the last hookup. I did not get any call.
Oh.
This is like my third time doing it, trying it. I'm actually not getting anything.
Okay.
So I'm just trying again.
Hopefully, you get a call. All right, dear. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And you're doing a good job, Ada.
Thank you. I appreciate
good
it.
Good job. God be with you too.
Amen. You too. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have... oh. Okay. Okay. I mean, we have just 23 more minutes before we call it a day. So I think at this point, it's best we just play the songs that you've asked for. And we're starting with Jealous, a song that Mr. Frank asked that we'll play for him. Hope you enjoy this. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is The Chart Station, and it is a hookup edition of the show. So, without wasting much time, because we have just 11 more minutes, let's just jump straight to the phone lines and, of course, taking phone calls. But please, of course, to the phone lines and taking WhatsApp messages, I beg your pardon. But please remember to follow the rules. Just tell us about you, then the kind of person you want to meet on the show, then you can drop your contact detail. It's not that difficult. It's not rocket science. All right, who do we have here? Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
There's Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, where are you calling from?
I'm fine. I'm calling from Orile Gomu.
Okay.
I just want to say hi to you.
Just want to say hi to me. Wow, that's so thoughtful.
Yeah, I want to say hello to you.
Thank you so much. I am grateful.
How are you doing today?
I am fine, thank you. No stress.
Oh, wow. You don't forget me, Pata Pata.
I don't forget you.
You don't forget your Pata Pata. We had a conversation some months, maybe some weeks ago.
I know. And I attended it in the office. I told you we're going to have a meeting about that.
Yes. Wow.
It's not the regular.
I'm still on it.
All right then.
All right, thank you.
Wrong. All right. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Anna.
Yes, please. Oh. Hello?
Hello, Ma.
Yes, hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Ma.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine.
What's your name?
Prosper.
Prosper?
Yes.
I called after the show that day. You didn't pick up. No, it's fine. I mean, people have been my DM, Ada, please, can you link me up with Prosper? Can I talk to Prosper? And, you know, stuff like that. So, are you willing to talk to these people or you just don't want to talk to them? Are you willing to link up with them?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. You're talking about a relationship.
Yeah, hook up.
Okay, good.
Hello? Can you speak up?
I say it's good, it's a nice thing.
Oh dear, Prosper. Well, thanks for calling. Okay. Let's squeeze in some WhatsApp messages at this point. Have this one here that reads, good morning, Ada. Happy new month to you. I am Damola by name. I'm a medical practitioner. I work in a hospital. I am 26 years old, based in Lagos, Ikorodu to be precise. I am 6.2 feet tall, fair in complexion. I am jovial. Okay, I'm a jovial person, an extrovert who is fun to be with. I like to meet a beautiful and mature lady with great sense of humor between the ages of 22 to 26 for friendship. Any interested lady can send me a DM on WhatsApp 50703-608-7057. I'll take that again. 0703-608-7057. My name is Tunde. I am 27 years old, reside in Ibadan. I need a sugar mommy for flings only. She must be sexually active and be financially buoyant to take care of me. Interested ladies, feel free, call me for the number 0802-835-3596. 0802-835-3596. Ada blessing, good morning. How are you? How is work? I hope everything is going on well. Yes, everything is going on well. Thank you so much for asking. My name is Prince from Akwa Ibom State. I am 32 years old. I am working in a hotel as a laundryman. I am fun to be with, and also I'm a kind of man that is peaceful to a woman. Let me understand this. Fun to be with. Also, I'm a kind of man. Okay. I am a kind of man that a peaceful woman would like to be with. Ada, I want to hook up with a good-looking sugar mommy. My WhatsApp number is 0906-157-2078. I'll take that again, 0906-157-2078. Ada, people who called me thought I was a woman, but I'm a man. Okay, please, I am a man, and it's coming from Mike. Mike resides Satellite Town. He's 42 years old from Delta State, and he works in an oil firm at a papa. Please, he is not a woman. He is a man. So, ladies only. His number, once again, is 0606-012-0984. 0806-012-0984. Okay, hi Ada, my name is Emmanuel. I hail from Imo State. I am 5.7 feet tall, 41 years old, economics graduate from UNISIC, and I am self-employed. Blood group is O positive, genotype is AA. I need a God-fearing lady for a serious relationship from the eastern part. Fair in complexion, blunt about herself, someone who is jovial and fun to be with. To the ages of 33 to 37, please, serious-minded persons, no flashes, and she must be educated and should have something doing. My contact is 0818-181-4681. 0818-181-4681. Okay, Kemi is a single sister, a well-devoted Christian, native of Osun State, fair in complexion, age 38, blood group AA, genotype, blood group AA. Okay, I guess you're trying to say blood group is O positive, genotype AA. All right, blood group O positive, genotype AA, contact is 0813-060-3190. 0813-060-3190. Profession, caterer. Need a God-fearing man ready for a serious relationship. Hello, Ada. This is Hot Mom. Oh, nice. After how long? I think after a month or thereabouts. This is Hot Mom. It's unbelievable that Mr. Frank still remembers me. He is so adorable when he's calm. Aww. Tell him he cracks me up a lot. Okay. Hot Mom is sending her regards to you, Mr. Frank. That's awesome. All right. Amazing. Who do we have here? Good morning. I am Prince Joshua from Apapa. I am really enjoying your program tonight. Thank you. I'm a Christian, and also I'm 26 years old. I work at APM Terminals Apapa Lagos, and I need a serious relationship which will eventually lead to marriage. If interested, call the number 0903-168-4617. 0903 0818-168-4617. Happy new month. Okay, amazing. Hi, Ada. I am Oyin, 25 years old. Please, I just need a male friend for a friendship. He must reside in Lagos State and must be social. Okay, must be sociable. I guess that's what you mean. Okay. And must be sociable. My number is 0913-157-0894. We have just 2 more minutes before we call it a day, so I think it's safe to just end it here. So I must thank you for being on the other side of the radio. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the text messages. All I have to say at this point is you just have to be pretty honest about what you want. If you meet someone and you feel like, oh, okay, this is not who or what I was expecting, politely tell them. Don't go defraud anybody. Don't do that. And guys, if you can't, let her see you first before sending money for transportation. I'm not saying don't be nice. Some people genuinely don't have. I know the country is hard, but you have to be sure that the person is genuine. First time this person called the person via WhatsApp, video call, audio call, chat this person up, talk to this person so you get to know who you're talking to. And aside from that, the fact that you're talking to someone doesn't mean you should just open your mouth and just tell the person everything. Keep some things to yourself until you get to a certain level with that person before you reveal everything about you. I'm not saying go there being fake, but don't see someone for the first time and telling the person how much you have in your account, your family history and stuff like that. You really don't know people's intentions, okay? So you have to be careful. And if you're out on a date, never leave your food or drinks unattended to. If you must use the restroom, finish everything you have before you. If you can't, when you get back, please order for a new one. That's why I always say, go with your money, go with your card. And if you don't have money, if you're not buoyant enough at the time, don't ask for things that you can't pay at the moment. You can't pay for at the moment. Be very careful out there. The Okada ban starts today, the 1st of June. Please be very careful out there. Be safe. Protect yourself. ID card, no be address. If you must leave your house, relate your whereabouts to a friend or a family member. If you can't, avoid going out late at night. Please, safety first, okay? I truly do care about you, and I need you to be safe so you get to listen to me on the radio. Ada Blessing is my name. This is where I get to say goodnight. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Ada Blessy, ADABLEZY, and on Twitter at Ada_Blessy, ADA_BLEZY. And officially, we are Nigeria Info FM Lagos on Instagram and at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Keep tabs on us so you get updated with everything happening. All right, I'll be leaving you with a repeat broadcast of Hard Fact, followed by that of the Sunny Side, and of course Morning Crossfire. And 5 o'clock will be the live broadcast of Morning Crossfire. And we have amazing shows lined up for you, from Morning Crossfire to Daily Digest to What's Up Lagos with Andre, and down to Sunny Side with Joyce and President Sandra. I've joined you people in calling her that. President Sandra will be here in the studio by 3 o'clock with Hard Fact. Then the sports crew by 6, by 7. My bad. By 7 p.m., the sports crew will be here. And 10 o'clock, Benga Oroshagun and your radio girlfriend will be back with Life and Dangerous. Until tomorrow, I come through with the chat station. Make sure you have an awesome night rest. Take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Good night.